The 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks is less than a month away. The milestone is providing a chance to consider the impact that the day had. For September 11th changed not only America, it changed Americans. Journalists and even historians are not especially well equipped to document those changes, but novelists are. John Freeman edits the British literary magazine Granta. The theme of the new issue is 10 years later. Freeman has more than a professional connection to September 11th. On that day, he was living a mile from the World Trade Center.
So I could see it from my bedroom window and was woken up that day by the sirens. And I still remember going into the bathroom while my ex-wife was showering and saying, "Oh, looks like you'll be able to skip work today," which was a terribly unfelicitous comment given what happened. And basically we then watched as the trade towers burned and then fell, and then streams and streams of people walked up Broadway and other avenues and across the Brooklyn Bridge and the Manhattan Bridge. And I remember calling my father saying, "Should I leave Manhattan?" And he told me to stay, which in the end was a good thing, but it was traumatic.
Just to be clear, were you actually watching the towers fall from your window?
From my rooftop, there was about 100 people from my building there at that point, and we were standing there watching the towers, and at that point it became very clear it was not an accident, not just a simple fire. And then when they fell and there was that sort of sound gap that happens when sound has to travel across, you know, half a mile or a mile, so you could see it fall before the sound came, and it was really horrifying.
I wonder, since you were so close to it, literally, if you felt as though you needed to take a break from reading anything about it and just insulate yourself, or if you felt as though, "I want to know how writers are viewing this," if that happened right away.
There, two things happened. One was an insatiable desire for information and context, which sent me to nonfiction, to newspapers, to many of the nonfiction chronicles, which came out in the years and months right after September 11th. Novels I was a little bit less interested in reading because I feel like the best kind of fiction needs incubation, it needs distance, and it needs that refractory angle that reimagining something from memory causes. And so the first couple times when 9/11 appeared in fiction, it really turned me off.
What changed, though? I mean, when did you open up, and do you remember what book you opened up to?
The book that really opened me up in terms of fiction was Don DeLillo's Falling Man. It came out long enough after September 11th, and so the day itself had been commemorated and mythologized and appropriately remembered, and he did something with his fiction, which he's so good at doing, in that he was able to disassemble his style and reassemble it as if approximating the power of shock. And so instead of narrating filmically, sentence by sentence, it created that feeling of discombobulation and disorientation. And it was the first book that reminded me in a very visceral way what it felt like that day.
What's the book about, Falling Man?
It's about a man trying to get home on September 11th. And it scans across the city in the day, and there's a performance artist who is sort of mimicking the falling man who jumped out of the trade towers, who became immortalized by his fall. And it scans across the city, and it captures the emotions and the feeling of being separated from both our past and our loved ones.
I wonder if I could broaden it out. I mean, you're talking about Falling Man by Don DeLillo. Did you detect from 9/11 on that there was, you know, 9/11 literature, maybe that came out, you know, within a year or two of 9/11? And then was there a kind of a real post 9/11 literature? What has been the literary trajectory since then?
I think there's two things. There's books which reference 9/11 directly, like Jonathan Safran Foer's Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, which is about a boy whose father dies in the trade tower attacks. There's books where it comes in glancingly, like Claire Massoud's The Emperor's Children. And then there's books which respond to the attacks in a broader way, which is opening themselves out, American fiction writers looking at the world and realizing America's much more integrated role in the world than would have been possible, I think, without the attacks.
And did those literally happen, come out later in terms of chronology?
Yes. I'm thinking of writers like Tom Bizzle and Dave Eggers. Dave Eggers wrote about two men in one of his fictions traveling the world trying to give money away, and they go to Libya, they go to Africa, they travel around. And I think there was a moment where American fiction writers realized that America was not the center of the world, even though it might have been the center of their own lives. And I think that's a big part of September 11th literature, is that force on American writers.
Where in the world did you find the strongest literary reaction? I mean, one would think it would be here in the United States, but tell us if that's what you found.
It is actually what I found, because the attacks were so shocking, and they seemed to have come out almost out of an imaginary world that I think American writers took a while to synthesize and absorb, but then they began to respond. John Updike wrote his novel Terrorist. Philip Ross, The Plot Against America, in some ways, I think it's very hard to imagine that book being published without 9/11 happening. And so, yes, there are writers from England. Chris Cleave wrote a novel called Incendiary about a bomb being set off in the middle of a football game in England. And then, of course, writers from sub-Saharan Africa, writers from the Middle East responded as well. But I think those literatures are less well-known, and in some cases, I think American writers have the most catching up to do about what the attack actually means.
Most catching up to do because others have been more transformative, or literally in the numbers, there have been more from the outside than the inside?
Well, there's two points here. One is that the attacks, the likes of which America experienced under 9/11, have not been occurring, but things similar to them have happened around the world, in the Middle East, in African countries, for decades. And the U.S. policies within the Middle East, whether you agree with them or not, have to some degree created a destabilized region. And the reason why there was, shortly after 9/11, a sort of backlash, if you will, politically within the region, is that many people in the Middle East and within Africa felt like this is not something by any stretch that it was due to America, but the causes were much more apparent to the residents of those countries. Whereas for Americans, I think a lot of us had no idea who Osama bin Laden was. We had no idea what America's policy within Saudi Arabia was about base rights. And this is all very complicated, but the long and the short of it in terms of literature is that this very complex relationship between America and the rest of the world did not have to be explained within the Middle East and Africa and other countries.
That's really fascinating. I mean, I know it's easy to think of it in terms of maturity or even naivete, and certainly the writers that you've been mentioning, there's some terrific works that have come out here in the United States, but are you saying there's a certain maturity that you'll see in, or sense of experience that you'll see in writers writing about trauma from outside the United States, specifically writing about what happened here on 9/11 from the outside view?
Absolutely. To explain trauma to a country and to a readership which already knows trauma is very different from explaining trauma to a readership which has only seen it on television. And that's what I'm talking about here. And I think that's why American writing had very big steps to take in terms of absorbing what had happened and then finding ways to write about it. Because the most important thing of any fiction is to make you see life through the experience of its characters. And the gap between what writers could imagine and what they had to imagine was, I think, at first too big.
John Freeman, very nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
John Freeman edits the British literary magazine Granta. We've got a link to the magazine's 10 years later issue at our website. And while you're on the site, we invite you to share with us the books that have meant the most to you since September 11th. You can post your own recommendations and also check out what other listeners like as well at theworld.org.